Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
It is a Monday morning, and as you know, and as we do every Monday morning at this time, we discuss business traveling news with our, or rather in our business traveler report. Monique Swart is the founder of the African Business Travel Association, where we discuss all things global and African when it comes to business traveling. Monique, very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us once again. How are you this Monday morning?
Morning, Ebs. I'm very well. How are you guys doing?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for asking. But if I'm understanding correctly, I don't know whether it's this week or it's next week, though, but the African Business Travel is hosting its annual conference where a whole host of industry role players will be there talking about topics related to the industry.
Indeed, yeah. So it's next week. It starts on Wednesday the 8th of November. And yeah, we've got delegates coming in from 7 countries across Africa, including Ghana, Nigeria, Cameroon, Angola. We even have a delegate from Germany coming in. And yeah, looking forward to it. A lot of hard work, but it's our 4th conference, and it's going to be a good one.
And where will this be held? Just very quickly, Monique. And also, before you answer that, what has changed in the past year? So you have the annual contract. The conference is the 5th one. What has changed in the past year? What's trending this year? So what will be on the agenda?
Yes. So some of the key things that we're seeing that are trending are things like traveler focus within a travel policy, and also technology. And what I mean by that is, and we've spoken about this briefly before, is that companies used to kind of have a travel policy, and as a traveler, you follow the policy, you do what you're told, and that's kind of the end of the story. We're seeing more and more, though, that travelers are having a stronger voice within companies as to how they travel, and just looking at different topics around that. And one of the topics, which is quite an interesting one, is around traveler friction. And that's looking at what regular business travel starts doing to travelers as far as causing fatigue and lack of productivity and those kinds of things. And thus giving them a stronger voice in how they travel and their level of comfort and things like that. So pretty interesting.
And in talking to that, will it be open to everyone? So businesses that are interested in a traveling industry, or individuals off the, let me not say just off the street, but for individuals like me and Rafiq, are we then, is it open to all of us?
Listen, it's absolutely open to anyone who wants to attend within the corporate travel industry. So if you're a stakeholder in any way, you know, be it airlines, hotels, travel management companies, but specifically corporates, we've got a really good amount of corporate travel buyers and procurement managers coming through. And guys that specifically want to know more about buying and selling travel and what's happening within the travel industry.
You know, we're in a time where money seems to be getting scarce, and people and businesses are spending less. How will you then be approaching this? Will you be addressing the issue of traveler safety only? Or is it, I mean, with the range of issues that you mentioned, this whole issue about money, how does that affect businesses, and how will you be tackling it?
You know, it always does. So we've got 16 sessions planned all in all. And it's quite interesting. You know, a lot of topics that come up within this industry, and you've even seen that with our chats, Abs, there's a lot of repetition in the fact that there are key things that people always want to hear about. So we've got a couple of sessions that are, you know, pretty much things that we do each year, and then we've got a few completely new sessions. But the most important thing for us is the format of the sessions, to try and make sure that we're doing things in a fresh way. So we're having a court case session, for instance, where travel policy in its traditional sense is facing death row. And, you know, what are we needing to do to either try and save the way people are managing travel, or maybe it does need to go on death row and we need to completely relook at things. So a couple of really interesting formats. But speaking to money, one of the key sessions that we're doing is around managing total cost of travel. So you'll find a lot of companies look at the kind of the obvious things when they try and save money, the airline tickets and the hotel rooms. But there's so much more going into managing a complete travel program. And total cost of travel is to say to you, right, if your company completely stopped traveling tomorrow, where would you save money? We're not saying you must stop traveling. We're just trying to define what are all of the different things that go into travel. So things like the person managing travel, your travel manager, you know, you'd no longer need one of those. Printing costs, admin costs, all those different things that make up the logistical side of it. Then obviously you've got your tickets and your hotel and all of those different kinds of things. But all of your extras, your laundry and your meals and your expenses and all the different things that make up travel. And then once you've defined all of those costs, now how do you really control your total cost of travel as opposed to just the tickets and the airline, the hotel costs? So quite an interesting one as well.
Once again, then, Monique, as a business owner, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking to myself, you know, they have the conference. Why should I be going in parting, Monique?
Sure. Really just 2.5 days of plenty of great education sessions, practical information, which we always focus on. So you'll leave the conference with some really good practical ideas for how to keep your travelers safer, save some money, and looking at global trends that are impacting the industry and how, you know, they might start impacting your company and what to do about them.
Monique Swart, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting with you next week.
Sure, Ebs, you guys too.
Yeah, have a good week. All the best. Monique Swart, the founder of the African Business Travel Association.